You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the 2018 Canadian Chevrolet Dealer Raider Dealer of the Year. That's four consecutive years. If you're looking for a better experience and great service, check them out at Lakewood Chev, a better customer experience. Paul Plakas joins us. And Plakas, I really think we should have Struds on the show for this segment today, because you want to talk about how people can become better at cycling.
Does he want to get better at cycling?
Well, yeah, he lost our race on Monday, and so now we'll be roasting him on April 26th.
You guys raced?
Yeah, 20K.
Oh, fantastic. Good job, man. I would have thought some of that was bad. Those hockey legs would have helped him.
Yeah, well, allegedly his chain slipped off. It's an allegation that no one can prove.
Nobody can prove that.
Other than him. So we'll see. So a lot of people do, because cycling is very specific. So how do you get better at cycling?
Well, there's a few things that make up the ideal cycling type body. So first of all, you need to be light. You can't have excess weight that you want to carry around. The other thing is you need to have most of your weight in your legs and not in your upper body, because you don't use the upper body virtually at all during cycling. And you want to have great power, ability to accelerate in cycling. So that's the key thing, really, is the guys, depending on the race, of course, but the guys that tend to do the best are guys that can generate power for a short period of time to catch up to the main group, which is called the peloton. So when there's surges in a ride, you need to be able to accelerate to get back into the draft, because once you're in that draft, you're doing 30 to 40% less work than the guys in front. So if you get dropped a bit, as long as you can get back in the pack, they can just carry you to the finish line. Obviously, if you're doing mountain stages, then less power and acceleration is necessary, but really great endurance and the ability to remove lactate through your body efficiently. So it depends on what kind of ride you're doing.
Okay. So are there specific exercises, though?
Yeah, there are some good moves that you can definitely do. So one of the things you'd want to practice on is just working really good knee and hip extension in your legs. So doing stuff like squats and lunges will help with that for sure, and slowly building up your load. Eventually, you'd want to progress to developing power and acceleration, which is an element of speed. So doing some kind of jump squats, maybe holding a weight in front of you, or some jump lunges as well can help. And then even progressing to doing some sort of one-legged exercises. So like a one-leg step up to a bench while holding some weight. That'll help maybe identify some discrepancy between strength and power from one leg to the other. Some people have a more dominant leg that you can sort of for maybe work on the weaker part, so you're more efficient. So there is a machine that you can use that measures your bike fit and also measures how well you're pedaling efficiently from one side to the other. So it tells you, are you pedaling at a 50% with your right and 50% with your left, or are you pedaling mostly with your right and not as much with your left, which is quite amazingly different than some people.
Really?
You can go to like a bike shop like Gurry at Pedalheads, and he can test you on that and see how efficient you are in your pedaling stroke.
Oh, I should probably do that, because my left leg always bugs me. So
maybe so you can see when you're naturally pedaling which leg is doing more work, and then you can actually focus on doing more work with the other leg, and you can see that the percentages change from one pedal to the other on the screen.
Now, I've done it for many years. I'm still not good at it, but of course there's the MS Bike Tour, and there's many other bike rides, and a lot of people are like, hey, you know what, I'm going to try it for the first time. What's the strategy when somebody's going to go into a long ride, even though they're not racing? It's just suddenly they're going to be pedaling for 90 kilometers, 120 kilometers, 150 kilometers. What's the strategy for people to get through it painlessly?
Yeah, well, the key thing really is to ride with a group of people that you've ridden with before. So to go by yourself and to tolerate all that wind on your own, it's going to make it tough, because it's going to be a longer ride than is necessary. So if you can get in with a group of 3, 4, or 5 people that you've ridden with before, so you have practiced with before, and you feel comfortable taking turns, drafting each other, and doing something called an echelon, where it's like kind of like the ducks in the, traveling south. They're all in a sort of a V position. So one duck's got the front lead. He'll pull off. The next person goes for a while. He'll pull off and get behind. So you take turns of taking the most of the wind. And that's a great way to be really energy efficient. And you can go a lot longer, a lot more, with a lot more speed, as long as you feel comfortable riding close to somebody's wheel, and you need to practice that so you're not braking just all of a sudden suddenly or accelerating suddenly. You have to be smooth and efficient. That's very key. It just takes practice and experience.
Yeah, riding close, I never do it, so that's why I don't like doing it, because I'm always like, man, I'm going to run into someone, I'm going to go head over heels, not a big deal.
Yeah, it can happen if you're not you're careful and you're riding with people you don't know, so you have to be very cautious about that.
Now, what about bad posture, right? Because if you want to train all of a sudden, you don't have necessarily great posture on your bike. Anything to could prevent that? Because a lot of people are texting in saying, it's not so much my legs that bother me, it's my neck, it's my shoulders.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, when you first start riding for the year, if you haven't been on your bike, yeah, your neck, because you're bent over and the weight of your head over your top of your handlebars causes strain on your neck muscles. Your lower back can have some strain. And also, you're in bad posture because your shoulders are rounded and your hips are in a constant state of flexion the whole time. So it's like sitting at a computer desk for hours at a time. So what you'd want to do is you'd want to do some good postural work. So maybe stand up against the wall with your heels and your butt and put your wrists and elbows against the wall and do some wall slides. See if you can straighten your arms above along the wall and not have your back arch and having your arms close to the wall as possible. Maybe doing some chest stretches where you have your hand on some sort of object and you're just pulling your chest and your shoulders away from it, opening up your chest muscles. That can help. Shoulder circles can help, where you have your arms in front then pulling them above your head and behind. And then doing some sort of, when you're doing lunges, holding the low position and doing some kind of hip flexor stretches as well can help at the same time. So you want to stretch out your hip flexors and lots of shoulder rotationing and opening up your chest, because it'll get worse over time if you do too much of that.
Well, Blackus, great stuff. I appreciate it. And mark it in your calendar, Strudwick Roast, April 26th, Thursday night.
I love it out there.